As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froffies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Ah, Fat, we're all in lockdown and it's harder to maintain fitness when you can't even leave your house.
Not an issue down Geelong way, Jim. Beautiful one day, perfect the next. No lockdown there, my friend.
What's your excuse for not exercising then?
Because I've been eating too much. Too many Billy Brownless burgers, Jim. You'll find out what they are very shortly. Plus, I've got a very good golfing joke.
Damien Barrett in to talk about 33 games in 20 days. We'll have an idiot file that goes for an hour. But next, the Bachelor Sam Wood is going to show Fat how to stay in shape during lockdown.
Come on, Woody.
You may remember our next guest watched his own series of The Bachelor at a pub with Billy.
I'm just hoping that all three of you will accept a rose.
It's making me emotional.
Then he tried to help Billy lose weight at his gym.
Mid-workout, he's gone to get a selfie with someone.
Now he's here to help you stay fit at home while in lockdown. It's The Bachelor, now married with kids, Sam Wood.
Here he is, our man Woody. Welcome to you.
G'day, boys. What an intro. Thank you very much.
Long time no speak. How are you? What have you been doing?
Mate, I'm all right. I guess you got to think of yourself as one of the lucky ones still working. My gym is closed, which gives you a nice little out, Bill, I guess, that you're not training, mate.
But, well, I've been out there to the woodshed a couple of times, but it's been locked, so I just turn around and come home.
The dedication. You run out there, don't you?
Yeah, well, no, I can't run. And also you've added another member to the family. Were you and Snez?
That's right. Little Charlie turns one on Thursday. That's how fast that's gone. It's crazy. But, we're all I'm at home in lockdown with all my girls, and life's pretty good.
Well, nothing new to Woody, Jim, surrounded by females.
No, exactly right. Now, Samuel, we've reached crisis mode here. Bill's as fat as a fool. Honestly, he looks like a block of flats. And he wasn't great when you were looking after him, but by God, he's trained off. You should have a look at him. His guts is ridiculous.
Well, we just started to make some great progress too. And I do feel that I kind of let him down that when little Charlie came along, I asked him to take a little break so I could help at home, and we never really recovered, did we, Bill? So I'm going to take some of the blame.
You know? You dropped me like a hot scone, fair dinkum. We're going well, we're meeting every week, and then Snez says, I need a bit more of your time, and later, Bill.
I was having a baby. But, Sam, this doesn't point to being a good result to me. A single man who lives on his own and owns a pub. What chances he got?
Yeah. Well, they're pretty tough criteria to deal with, but you know, no excuses. There's plenty we can do from home to keep ourselves in shape. And I would often talk to Bill about giving a bit of homework between our sessions, and I wasn't great with the old homework.
No.
Now, explain to me with Snez whether she joins my partner Lisa in becoming an online shopaholic. Well, in this lockdown, Lisa, Sammy, seriously has bought. There's this brand now called PE Nation. I don't know if you know.
PE Nation.
She has bought every item that they sell.
Look, I'm lucky, Bill, JB, that Snez is. She's an online window shopper.
Oh, good.
Bill's up the cart, but she's a bit of a tight ass.
Yeah, good.
And she never pulls the trigger. She has more full online shopping carts that you've ever seen.
That's funny.
I always say, what's going on? She's like, I'm still thinking about it. It might go on sale. I'm good. Like, oh, my God. Just buy it already. That's last season.
That's funny. And tell me about the shag, please. You've let that flow a little. What's going on? Yeah, are we man-bunning?
We're not man-bunning, but it's not pretty. I made a bit of a pact that I wouldn't have a haircut in 2020. I thought this is one of those years that you probably don't do it. So we're halfway there. Let's see how we go. But
looks terrible. I tell you, and by the way, I saw you at Christmas time. I was driving down the beach there. I saw you walking along. Geez, you're carrying a bit. You were a bit chubby.
Here we go, pot black.
You were a bit chubby, Samuel. Were you or not? Did you lose your way a bit?
No, I got a little bit comfortable there after Charlie was born. I must admit, no sleep and bit too much Uber Eats, so I needed to take a leaf out of my own book, but I've got the rig back in order now, mate.
All right, 28 by Sam Wood. Get online, check that out, and there's good prizes to win. But also, just while you're stuck at home, you can stay fit, Fat.
I like it, except for the burpees, the jump squats, the push-ups, the mountain climbers, the planks, and the bicycle crunches.
So the whole program.
Apart from that, you love it.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
There's a joint out there, Mural Barkway,
Ringwood Way,
Ringwood. Croydon. Well, this is where I know a little bit about this part of the world, yes, of course, because my beautiful better half originally from Wanturna. Oh, so I know a bit about it, but it's come to my attention.
Yes.
That a burger place out there, Brycey's Tavern, have come up with the Bill Brownless Burger.
Yes, indeed.
Now, we had to investigate this further.
Yep.
So we've got Scott the Chef on the line. Scotland!
Bill, Jim, how are you?
Scotty, tell us about the Billy Brownless Burger, mate. It must be a beauty.
Yeah, well, it is, Bill. It's got beef, pork, chicken.
Oh, bacon?
A barbecue, beer sauce, lettuce, tomato, cheese, bacon, everything on it.
Hey, so, Scotty, everything you've got available at your joint's gone into Bill's Burger?
Yes, pretty much.
Oh. One with a lot, Jim. That's what you get. I like the sound of that. I see there's a couple others. Toby Green. What's in the Toby Green Burger?
It's like an Asian-style burger. Ooh. Pork belly, slaw, fried shallots, cilantro, mayo.
Jeez.
With bit of karate chop as well.
Yeah, I like that. There's one named after Paddy Dangerfield, yeah. Lance Franklin, Tony Lockett. Slowly cooked, smoky barbecue, pulled pork and coleslaw.
The one that interests me, old Scott the head chef there at Brycey's, is the Trevor Keogh burger. Now, Trev hasn't played for 40 years.
Played at Carlton.
Yeah, well, he sort of owns the pub, Bill, so I had to put him in there.
Had to put Trev in. Is there a Mel Brown burger?
Oh, I can't, Bill.
That name's barred from the pub.
Bill, you can't. Now, explain why, because the big blue, East Perth and Carlton years ago. He put one on, Trev.
He just went berserk, Mel Brown. He was belting anyone, and poor old Trev just aimlessly walked into
happily
it.
Happened to get in the way.
And just went, and Mel's gone, bang, put one on his nose. Now, where are we, and how much are they, and how do we get them?
We're in Moorbach, Station Street, Brycey's Oven, Moorbach.
All right, Mason Cox Burger, Cameron Ling Burger.
What's the Ling?
How does Linger get his own burger?
What's that one?
Well, I need to have a hot burger, so redhead.
I think it tags you too once you leave, Jim.
All right, I bet.
You can't get rid of it.
No doubt.
It just sticks in there.
Exactly, bloody right. All right, well, we like that. So Brycey's Tavern.
Yep.
And get out and support your local,
that's
by the way.
Jim. Spot on.
Pick it. They can do the takeaway, of course.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
And just make sure that you don't buy anything else other than the Bill Brownless Burger, because you'll be eating that for a week.
Beef patty, Jim, pulled pork, crumb chicken breast, bacon, cheese, lettuce, pickles, tomato, and beer, barbecue sauce. That is a beauty. Good on you, Scotty.
Thank you, Bill.
Mutt.
Hey, Bill.
What?
You polish one of those burgers off. What about the log the next day? Time to talk fixture, Bill, because we've had the big block come in.
We have.
We knew there was going to be a whole lot of games jammed into a short space of time to make sure that we got the season done.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to follow any of it for me.
It is.
Other than I'm just waiting to be told by our respective bosses where I've got to be to call whichever game it is.
Well, they've got to sort it out first.
Well, they do. Exactly right. But Purple, our man on the ground, who's been across it from the start, the best newsbreaker in the business, Damien Barrett, joins us. Welcome to you.
Yeah, g'day, Jim and Bill, and there is a bit to wade through, isn't there? And the clubs have been doing that in the last 24 hours. And look, as always, we on this side of the fence and even the clubs themselves will be trying to analyse who's the beneficiary of this block of 4 weeks of matches, four rounds of matches. But I think it's just one of those years where whatever you think right now is going to change, isn't it, from the very first match of the 33. So they've just got to suck it up, I reckon, Bill. And I know what you're about to say. You're about to tell me that there's been another disservice applied to the Cats, aren't you?
Shut up, Damon. Your glasses will fog up. But so it's 33 games in 20 straight days, Jim.
Yes.
20 starts next Wednesday. And every day goes through.
Well, that's the good news. Yeah, if you love your footy, how good's that?
Well, it's Big Bash. It's a Big Bash. Yep, but I do read here the losers out of the rounds 9, 10, 11 and 12, Damien, are Collingwood and Geelong. Would you say
that
or not?
What would that be, Bill?
Well, I'll tell you why, Damien.
Yeah.
Collingwood play four games in 13 days and the Cats play four games in 14 days.
Yes, and they do both start the sequence of matches over in Perth, but ultimately that's just a plane trip to somewhere else after that, Bill. And the benefit will come for those clubs at the completion of round 12 when they will probably get the bye, I would imagine, in round 13, and if not, then pretty soon afterwards. So they've got a bye coming. The bye situation, guys, we did discuss it on the rub on the weekend, but there will be six teams being given a bye in this block of matches, and they come en masse in round 10. Fremantle, West Coast, Hawthorn and Carlton are all given that particular bye, and then the two Sydney teams after that. But each club will be given the bye, Bill. Look, Collingwood, I think, likes these situations where they're asked to go over and above what is considered the norm when it comes to getting on the road and playing matches. So I don't expect it to be a problem for Collingwood, provided, and I think every conversation is now predicated around the fear and the unknown about the injury toll, isn't it, that is going to happen.
So I really like a lot of this, Purple. Firstly, we're going to get footy every night, which we've never had before, and I reckon that's going to be a really good sort of, suck it and see, just to, if we like that. These are different times, so we can throw different stuff at the wall and see what sticks. I like that. I also like the thought, Purple, of the lists being thrown around a little bit. We spoke about your young bloke, Oscar Brownless, my nephew, Hamish, who's on West Coast list. People like that who mightn't get a game otherwise might just squeeze a game in somewhere as they rotate their players around.
Yeah, I think they have to, don't they, Jim? And it's really beneficial now, isn't it, that each club has now got its full quota of players into the hubs. Initially, when they were asked to leave at short notice, some clubs made the decision to just take a squad of, 31, 32, which initially was for only going to be a four-week block of matches, but all things have changed. The expectation is now they don't come back to play matches in Melbourne and or even elsewhere. So that, I think you're right. And I think each fan loves that scenario too, doesn't they? Provided the unavailability of the key players doesn't cost too many victories along the way, that's when it will become an issue. But no, I think you're right. I think we could see teams batting as deep as low 40s over the course of the 17 weeks in a certain scenario.
So after round 12, do they put out another one like this? What happens?
Yeah, Bill, look, the way I read that, Bill, I reckon it'll be rounds 13, 14 and 15 in a block.
Yep.
And then a reset again, because the clubs are really adamant about this, and it's en masse that they want rounds 16 and 17, if possible, to revert to the Thursday through Sunday fixturing.
Yep.
So that the AFL is, because they've asked the clubs to go over and above normality with this particular block of matches, they've said to them, we will do what we can to allow you to have that be the case. So, rounds 9 to 12, we know. Rounds 13 to 15 to come, I believe, before the completion of round 12, and then round 16 and 17.
Purple, great catching up with you. Thanks for shining a light on what the hell we're doing here.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, I reckon. Wednesday week, where it all begins.
Good on you.
One of the favourite things we do on this show is The Idiot File, which is a compilation of Bill's complete destruction of the English language while he's speaking on the air.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because most people who speak as badly as Bill don't get a job in radio or don't get a job where you're required to speak really anywhere.
Don't say that, Jim, because the bosses will hear that and they'll go, that's a very good point.
What, you don't reckon they hear this segment?
No.
Well, I'm actually wondering if Amy have heard this segment.
Amy.
Now, by the way, Clang has happened on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy. And they are a sponsor of the thing we love to call The Idiot File.
Billy Brownless knows a thing or two about clangers.
And there hasn't been this yet.
This is Billy's Idiot File. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Gary Ablett Jr. is bringing out a book just at the end of the year when he probably will retire.
Yep.
Guess what it's called?
One of the modern greats, yes.
Gary Ablett, audiobiography.
Audio. So autobiography. You plug it into your
it's auto.
Tape deck, dude.
A family were driving behind a garbage truck, Jim.
Yes.
And a dildo flies out of the back of the garbage truck.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah. And thumps against the windscreen.
Oh, yes.
The son in the back seat says, wow, no. Just wondered.
Oh, no. No.
You might have cooked it.
Just slaughtered the telling of that one. So do you want to start again?
A family were driving behind a garbage truck, Jim.
Yes.
And a dildo flies out of the back of the garbage truck and hits the family driving. Oh, hang on.
Oh, no.
I'll just read it.
How is it possible?
But today I'll tell you another name I just don't like. Plus, a joke.
Come on.
About what?
Plus a joke I dreamt about.
Is that the context? Or even had an epiphany.
That's it.
But next.
Epiphany. Fairly.
Epiphany.
But next, Jim's going to tell us about an invisible burglar.
Oh, no.
What was the reference to Yabba Dabba Doo?
It was something about Abba Dooby Dabby or whatever it's. The Olympic Games would have commenced 24 July, so in 9 days.
Right.
But they've been cancelled. So a lot of things
postponed.
Have been.
Postponed. Next year, they'll be.
Well, cancelled to next year. But one event.
Now, come on, Bill, something funny.
Under deliver and over propose. Yes. Here we go. Hey, Jim, I caught up with Gil McLaughlin.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. Right. I got preferential treatment with him. Talented man,
Bill. Bloody you're spot on, yes.
Tribunal news, Jim.
What news?
Tribunal.
How are you a host of any quiz?
Because, Jim, I am Umo Numero. I'm number one, Jim.
Umo Numo.
Hump day quiz. But how do you feel? Tell us how you feel, Jamie.
I'm fine at the moment, but I didn't really feel any, maybe had minor symptoms, but nothing major, and I ended up having it.
Oh, right. Eh? So no symptoms?
What? No, he just said that. He didn't have any symptoms. Look at this idiot.
Well, Jim.
So is that the end of the wrap?
Oh, we got a quiz today, Jim. And
no, we haven't.
No, we don't. No, we had it yesterday.
No, the quiz was yesterday.
That's right.
We've got a quiz today. Oh, my God.
Hey, are you going to wear one, Jim?
I've got a scarf.
Jim. Yeah, poor old Adelaide. Only 22,000. Wasn't there? How many were there?
I did read it.
I'll
research Brandless.
Hang on, research Adelaide.
Come on, research.
Anyway, he was asked about what it is like to live inside the Orlando bubble.
What bubble was that, Rabbit?
Orlando.
I think he said Orlando.
Orlando. Orlando.
The Orlando bubble. What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
That it? Does the sort of channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim. And it flows quicker. It just takes me a bit longer to get it out and to get my mouth around wrinkles.
Wrinkles.
Yes, Jim. Welcome back.
Where are we at?
We're just down the bottom of the barrel. Just right down the
You're
bottom.
Parked Jim. Right at the bottom of the ladder.
There's only one way to go, Jim. And I hope you fire up and lift us.
Me,
a bit.
Yeah.
Why don't you show some leadership and put me on your shoulders and let's go.
Bill, I can only do so much.
And do a clean show once.
Once I get you on in front of a microphone, it's up to you then to be able to speak.
Yes, that's important when you're a disc jock.
It's time to do this.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Ooh. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, to the Hump Day
How
Quiz.
How many more times can we go to the well? With Bill completely buggering up a quiz. So come on, Fat, who are we going with?
Well, luckily enough, we're joined with Ben from Perth. G'day, Ben.
How you doing, boys?
Good. You're a Swans fan in Perth.
Yes.
So as in Swan Districts in the Waffle or the Sydney Swans?
The Sydney Swans.
All right, okay. Well, how'd you bloody end up over there as a Swans fan?
Just don't like West Coast or Freo.
Good on you. And guess what? On the 13th of August, Thursday night, guess what, Benny boy?
Sydney Derby.
Sydney Derby in Perth.
In Perth.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
That is. Yeah. You'll be going along to that.
Oh, I'll try to.
Well, good on you. And Rhino is at the other part of the quiz, of course. Ryan.
How are we, boys?
Now, you're a Blues fan?
Yeah, sure are.
Just starting to rise after 15 years of being really crap?
15.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Righto, Ben, your buzzer is Ben.
Oh.
And Ryan, guess what yours is?
Wouldn't be Ryan, would it?
Oh, bang, he's up on it. Righto, five questions. First one who gets three wins, Jim.
That's how it works.
Righto, boys, here we go. Which king plays for St Kilda?
Ben.
Right.
Yes, Ben.
Max.
Well done, Jim.
Benny's on the board.
He is.
Right.
I like this question. Very good question, Jim. I did a bit of work into this one.
Did you?
This season, four AFL first gamers joined the First Kick First Goal Club.
Debutants.
Mm-hmm. Name two of them, boys.
Ben.
Yes, oh, Ben.
Ben.
Isaac Rankin.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody Waitman.
Oh, have a go at Ben.
I know. Do you know the other two?
No
Will,
idea.
Will Kelly, of course, when he's and then got injured.
It's old cement heads, kid.
So there's four. And then Ben Cavara from the Western Bulldogs.
Cavara, yeah, that's him.
He's a good, yeah. Righto, boys, have a listen to this audio.
Hey, Rono.
Yeah.
You're only in bloody Kensington. Are you there? What are you doing?
Yeah, he's bloody quick, isn't he?
He is.
You should get this one. This is the Melbourne one. Have a listen to this audio and tell me where she's from.
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets.
Ben.
Ben.
I've done all of
yes. Brighton.
Oh, Benny.
Oh, Benny, boy.
Check out the big brain on Ben.
Jesus. Ryan, didn't you know that? Brighton.
I think I've been stitched up here.
Oh, come on, Benny. Right, it's just made a mockery of our quiz.
I've got one more audio question and just see if Ryan can get this one, because this will be right up your alley, Rhino. Who kicked this?
40 metres out.
Oh, no.
Toughest spot at the Gabba.
No.
It's not bad. It's bloody terrific. He's stolen the game for Port Adelaide.
No. Ryan?
I don't want to talk about it.
Rhino, that's rough.
It was Robbie Gray that beat Carlton, mate.
Rhino, that's harsh. Yeah. That's a low blow.
Does Ryan walk away with anything?
Well, he hasn't answered a question.
He couldn't even answer Robbie Gray.
Everyone knows, well, certainly my partner knows,
ooh,
I'm not a binge television watcher.
You're not?
No.
So
in
what
fact,
do you
I don't watch television really at all.
What do you watch?
The golf.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I'll either tape the golf from the morning from the States or I'll watch it at night if it's a European tour. That would be about it.
And
obviously,
footy.
Off to watch tape of the footy.
Yeah.
And a bit of cricket. I watched a bit of the Test match, England and the West Indies the other day. But
and
not,
the old
I'm not
one
glued
days.
To it. I'll, yeah, oh, yeah, I
the
like
one
them.
Days.
Yeah, the old one days. With who am I thinking? Simon Davis sitting the seam up.
I saw Dirk Wellham. Mate.
Oh, Dirk Wellham?
97 got out to Embry, got him out.
Nice. Oh, Jesus. But when it comes to the new, you know, television watching, which is, you know, Netflix and all that, you know, and the binge, everyone says, oh, you got to watch, you were saying this before, you got to watch Ozark.
I did get involved.
You got to watch Narcos or whatever. And Bill, I just say, no,
Narcos.
I'm not doing it.
No,
I ain't doing it. And Lisa knows that I will refuse to buy into any of that.
Why?
Well, I just
why
don't.
Do you do that?
I don't like being a slave to a television show. For some reason, I just get a mental
you
barrier
you don't want
up.
It to get you in.
No, I don't want it to get me in, and I don't want that to be every single night for the rest of your life. Oh, we got to watch another ep.
What else?
And then once you finish watching that ep, do you know how sneaky they are?
What?
Well, then they just get the next ep started before you can even realise the last one's finished.
And no ads.
So oh, no ads. So then you're on to the next one.
So what do you do then?
1 o'clock at night and I'm still bloody watching. Anyway.
So if you don't get sucked in, what are you doing?
Well, I'm like, bugger it, I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it. So the other night, this is what happened to my joint. The other night, sneaky.
Ooh,
I'm sitting
sneaky.
In front of the telly, not focusing. Lisa puts this thing on and she says, I've heard this movie's really good.
Oh.
Now, I'm happy with movies because they're 2 hours.
And
once they're done, they're done. So if it's a good movie, no problems. So anyway, I start watching. Show's been going for 5 minutes.
Oh.
I'm like, firstly, it looks good.
Yeah.
But secondly, it looks familiar.
Oh.
And I said to her, I just got the sense that something was up
there. Yeah, right.
Anyway, 5 minutes in, I said to her, what's this thing called? She goes, pause. So I knew there was
something.
Trickery.
Yeah, trickery.
Pause.
Yes.
Homeland.
Homeland. Oh,
Bill,
back
not only is it not a movie, it's got 9 series. It's got 100 eps. And I'm hooked. Oh. I've been watching Homeland.
You know, I love, what's that girl?
Oh, my God. Oh. Claire Danes.
Well, the
main girl. Oh,
she has one in the back seat.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. How old is it?
Oh, 10?
To be started like in 2011 or something.
Yeah,
10 years.
So, Bill, I've got 95 eps ahead of me.
Sucked in.
And I can't stop watching it.
So you're involved now.
Old Red Nuts is the terrorist. Yeah. He comes back from bloody Afghanistan or wherever he comes.
Who's the big boss? Sol.
2011, 9 years.
Rabs, I've got 9 years of episodes to plough through of Homeland.
What's her name, the blonde?
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes.
Yeah, she's a legend. But, Bill, all yes, as I'm please. Saying is this, I have been roped in to some trickery.
To a 10-year-old program.
In my 10 years old.
So
but as I just said, I'm just looking at it going, this is, I know familiar. This. Have I seen this before? What is this? And now I'm buggered.
Now you're hooked.
Yeah, so now hooked, it's literally getting to like 1:15 at night.
Yeah.
And I'm finishing my fourth ep.
And then you come in all cranky and tired.
Oh, that's it, Bill.
Oh, come on.
I'm no good in the morning.
Oh, no good at night.
No, I'm no good at night. No good middle of the day.
What are you
I'm not bloody good anywhere. Homeland.
Sucked in.
Jamming up your bum.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Jim, I was golfing the other day. And I accidentally overturned my golf cart, which is a big no-no.
It is.
A very attractive female golfer who lived on the villa on the golf course heard the noise and come running out.
Yes.
Are you okay? I'm okay, thanks, I replied as I pulled myself out of the twisted wreck.
Yes.
Why don't you come up to my villa, rest for a while, and I'll help you get the cart out later.
Right.
Oh, I noticed that she had a nice little silky bathrobe on, Jim. It was partly open, so which revealed a nice-looking body. So I said, okay, that's mighty nice of you, so I think I'll just go up and have a drink with you. I'm not sure if my wife would like it, but anyway, we'll do this. Oh, come on. So and she was pretty persuasive, Jim, so we went up and had a drink. After a couple of scotches, Jim... I thanked her and said, I feel a lot better now, thank you, but I know my wife is going to be really upset, so I better go now. Don't be silly, she said with a smile, letting her bathrobe just fall open a bit more, Jim. Stay for a while. She won't know anything. By the way, where is your wife? Well, I think she's still under the cart.
Oh, no.
Jim. Oh, no. She's still there, Jim. No, I just got carried away.
No, that's not appropriate or in the ballpark
listen
of
to you.
And it took forever.
And a long joke.
Well, a good a long one. Joke.
No, it wasn't.
I liked it. Well done. Oh, already. Well, great joke, Bill. Loved it.
No one said that.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.